Luli Lule. Coventry, an English city of 250,000 in the West Midlands, boasted significant industrial power when World War II began. Industries Hitler wouldn't and didn't miss. When the Battle of Britain began, a specific Coventry blitz started immediately and didn't end for 3 long months. 198 tons of bombs killed 176 people and injured almost 700. But the worst was yet coming. On November 14, 1940, 515 Nazi bombers unloaded and left the city in ruins. Its own air defenses fired 6,700 rounds, brought down only one bomber. It was a rout. At 8 o'clock that night, St. Michael's, a 14th century cathedral, was destroyed like so much else as the city turned to ruin. In the skeletal hulk of that cathedral, the BBC recorded an ancient hymn which originated in Coventry in the 16th century, part of a series of morality plays. The BBC's Christmas program that night was broadcast from the heart of Britain's darkest hour. And because it was, people remembered that ancient hymn because they couldn't forget it. Today that hymn is called the Coventry Carol. And it's unlikely that any of you would find it unfamiliar. The story of that ancient hymn is told in its backdrop saga, a Christmas tale whose shuddering horror is easier not to remember. The old story goes that after the birth of Jesus, King Herod, determined to hold on to his own kingdom, ordered the execution of every living male child under 3 years old. It's impossible to imagine the anguish that flowed down the region's streets. In those old morality plays, the Coventry Carol was sung by three Bethlehem women holding babies bound to die. Together, they create a haunting melody of multiple vocal lines. If you've not brought the Coventry Carol together with its own history, you'll never hear it again without knowing the horror of its setting. The event traditionally called the Massacre of the Innocents is probably best not remembered on the night before Christmas. It's just too dark. It may well be a blessing that most of us blindly sing the Coventry Carol right along with Little Town of Bethlehem and Santa Claus is Coming to Town. The Massacre of the Innocents shares the calendar with another massacre, this one just down the road, a day's travel west. Just 127 years ago, a massacre that took place in the open plains near a creek with an odd name everyone knows, Wounded Knee. In late December of 1890, a religious dance, white men determined to be hostile on South Dakota reservations, something called the Ghost Dance, brought to the Pine Ridge Reservation the largest cavalry assembled anywhere since the Civil War. It was late December cold. Bigfoot, a mini-Kanju chief from the Cheyenne River Reservation, a man known as a peacemaker, was on his way to the Red Cloud Agency when his people were accosted by troops from the 7th Cavalry, a company that had taken a beating with Custer at Little Bighorn. On a cold morning, in a bloody action that lasted for 2 agonizing hours, 300 men, women, and children, the Lakota say, were massacred. The last fight of what historians call the Great Sioux Wars. To my ears, at least, the haunting harmonies of the Coventry Carol can just as easily seem to rise from the frozen prairies all around us on December 30, as do the lyrics of that ancient medieval lament. The carol's spectral choral line, Lule, 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 Lulai, has nothing in common with the chorus of Lakota death songs that must have been sung that day on the plains. But don't be fooled. Despair speaks a universal language. And the words of those Bethlehem women, Lule Lulai, originate in an old English expression that long ago fell out of usage. Linguists say that chorus, Lulai, 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 repeats the agonizing testimony of those Bethlehem mothers. I saw. I saw, I saw, I saw, Who among the survivors would not have chanted something similar? The Massacre of the Innocents may well be folklore, some would argue so. But Wounded Knee is not. And the determined lament of the old language holds just the same. On the killing fields out west of here, lulay, lulay, I saw, I saw. None of us may have been there, yet all of us were.
Support for Small Wonders on Siouxland Public Media comes from the Daniels Osborne Law Firm in the Ho-Chunk Center in downtown Sioux City, serving needs of clients in real estate transactions, business formation and guidance, and personal estate planning. More information is available on Facebook or at danielsosborne.com.